I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Thanks for being here. I hope you're doing really well. I hope you're spanking it today. That's kicking it. That's just colloquial for getting the job done. We're doing it here, too. Two decades strong and working on three. From Montana, for Montana, it's Voices of Montana. We'll talk about Senate Bill 442 and then also money may be coming or should be coming for St. Mary's Conveyance. That's an important infrastructure project in Montana. Tomorrow, Miranda Freer, will be with us. She's with the Montana World Trade Center. They're gearing up for this large trade gathering featuring top trade leaders and government trade officials from various nations even. So she'll be on the program tomorrow. We'll talk trade Montana style with the World Trade Center. Now welcoming State Senator Mike Lang from Senate District 17 in that Malta area, agribusiness owner, certified crop advisor, and has spent, six sessions, I think, up in the Capitol. Good morning, Senator. How you doing?
Good morning, Tom. Yes. I've been in the House 2 terms, and I've been in the Senate 4 terms here.
It takes...
Proud to represent Senate District 17 in Northeast Montana and the rest of Montana.
It does take a little while to get some things passed. Was there something, and we'll get to 442 here, because that's, I think it'll be interesting to educate the public on that process. But when you started, were there bills that didn't quite make it over the line, but yet people kept working with them and working with them, and then it took 3 or 4 sessions but got it done?
Oh, I suppose there was bills like that. One of the, a bigger bill for me when I first got there was the sage-grouse bill when the federal people wanted to list the sage-grouse, and I walked in the room and I just couldn't believe that agriculture was represented, but not a lot of us. And so I became involved with that and helped write that bill, and then carried a transfer of money to fund the Sage Grouse Administration later on, and been on that committee since its inception. So that was a big bill. There's always bills. And then the other thing you want to remember, Tom, is there's only 2 buttons down there. It's a green and a red. There's no maybe, and you got to have 26 votes in the Senate and 51 in the House, and you got to get the ultimate one as a governor.
Let's go to that process then with Senate Bill 442. That I'll have you talk about it, State Senator Mike Lang, with us again. That would redistribute marijuana tax dollars to help better meet some local needs. I looked at that one. Like a lot of bills, there's a lot of people that will weigh in, and that input is valuable to you, because it seems like this bill was a journey that picked up players along the way.
Yes, and it originally started as an access. In Montana, we have a lot of public lands, and we need to provide access to that. We have a lot of private land that wildlife are on, and this has been a big equation. I think if you'd ask the governor, it's probably the number one thing is wildlife in this Montana or hunting, and I've been involved with that since I've been down there. And so I wanted to create a bill that started about access. I wanted to provide access to access, and that's where county roads come in there. And then as it, because they get tore up, and these counties are sparsely populated, they don't have the tax base that a lot of cities like Bozeman and Missoula and Great Falls and them have. So we wanted to create something there, and that's just what happened. And then I, with the affiliation I had on the Sage Grouse Committee, working with people of why industry and private sector couldn't have the laws that they wanted from the federal, and we wanted to make that the sage grouse could be respected and maintain the population, but yet make sure Montana business could still function. And that was the part of that bill. And those people came on board to work with 442 at the end.
Well, and look at this. I mean, the Montana Petroleum Association, the Farm Bureau, the Stock Growers Association, along with, the Gallatin Valley Land Trust, the Hellgate Hunters and Anglers, the Montana Wildlife Federation. These are groups that don't see eye to eye on a lot of policy. What did you learn, or talk about that process of them coming together, and what was their effectual changes on this legislation?
Well, like I mentioned, that you know some of the people in some of those organizations. And 442 brought together a diverse set of organizations and interests, businesses, and all of us are Montanans. And so I wrote out a list. I had kind of counted the votes, and I figured I couldn't get 442 as it was through House Appropriations. We knew we could get it through the Senate. And so I wrote out a list of these are the things that I think to make this, to build this bridge between wildlife and private lands and public lands. These are the things we have to do. And they agreed we have to sit down and talk about things. And that's where 442, and that's how it got to be what it is.
What would it do? And I know when they passed recreational marijuana in the last session, kind of codified or put some policies into place, and I think a lot of people recognized then that they were going to have to come in and do some cleanup in some areas. Was this part of that?
Yeah, the initiative came out, and then the legislature in last session of 21 decided to bring House Bill 701 to make it a better bill and make people understand it better. So then that evolved into the bill, and then, of course, the funding was there. And I don't know that funding's been appropriated yet. But 442 was going to bring some funding to county roads that lead to access to public lands. We had the HART Fund, which is going to be 11% of that. We had money in there for veterans and their surviving spouses. We had money for state parks, public trails, as well as non-game species. Then we had the most important part, I thought, was the Habitat Legacy Account. There was going to be a fund that was going to fill up, and then eventually all the money would flow into the Habitat Legacy Account. And that was where I stepped in. I said, I don't want a lot of government regulation on how that money is spent. They still have to apply for the money, but I didn't want any conservation easements, any land titles changing. And that was the real, I think, very important for Montana, where someone in agriculture or an organization wanted to create habitat. The habitat had to be not regulated by population, because populations come and go in relation to our weather that we have in Montana, but the habitat's always there. And you can't, God made this habitat, made it a great state for all the things around here. And everybody enjoys habitat. Ranchers and farmers enjoy keeping it intact, and hunters and wildlife people and scenery, the sight seekers like to go and look at the habitat. And then we were, 32% of that money was going to stay in a general fund, and the legislature and the governor could do with that as they saw fit. But that is in question right now.
State Senator Mike Lang is with us, Senate District 17 out of Malta, carried Senate Bill 442. And again, we're talking about that process here, and it was issued a veto from the governor's office May 2nd, shortly after it really passed both bodies. The veto came back on it. The first was a technical issue about omitting an appropriation. I guess, and then address that maybe. I kind of look at that and see where that might be kind of dubious. But there's also a substantial policy issue, the governor noted, with 442. How do you address those concerns, or will you? Can you?
Well, we have a lot of bills down there that don't have appropriations in there. And you'll have what we have call a companion bill. And really, the companion bills are really towards the end of the session, where staff looks at something and say, well, money's not following this bill, So in my case, it was House Bill 868. Did the actual money travels of where it goes and how it goes and how it gets to the counties. The bill did have in it the formula we use, with that money. But there's always companion bills, and 868 is the companion bill for that, 442 and other bills. And then the policy is talking about, I don't understand from the, you know, people want to keep money separate, but when it goes to the general fund, it is the general fund of everybody. In this state, we've used coal money, we've used oil money, we've used gas money, we've used timber money to function as state. And that all those monies became part of the general fund and are dispersed through laws to other special revenue accounts, whatever you might call it, to fund the state. And that's what I don't understand, and that's what happened. They're saying they did not want to fund county roads, but yet I've always been on a mission to, as a legislator, to put local control on the ground in the local area.
There's a chance that this bill can be overridden. Will you pursue it?
Well, yes, sir, and no. I think it's a sad precedence if for the future, if the people of Montana do not have the right to override a veto. The governor, according to the Secretary of State, has to take the veto and the bill and give it to them. Now, Tom, it's kind of ironic, like you mentioned earlier, this bill was the normal process down there was about 14 days, 11 to 14 days from a bill passing the House to the Senate and getting to the governor's desk. 442 was read off the rostrum in Senate on May 1st. It was vetoed by the governor on May 2nd. So that's pretty fast track of getting it downstairs. I don't understand why it had, you know, I was under the impression it would take 5 to 10 days to get down there. So I thought we'd be fine, but it got pulled aside and fast tracked down to the governor's office.
Yeah.
For vetoing.
I guess going forward, there's still a decision to be made on that. And, but nonetheless, this is one of those bills, Mike, that Senator Mike Lang is with us here, Malta area, Senate District 17. One of those bills that I think will definitely resurface, whether it gets any kind of override attempt at this point now. But you'll be, I don't know, are you gonna run? Well, that's kind of personal, but I think you termed out in the Senate, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And, you know, I love Montana, but I could go back to the House, but I've got some grandchildren.
No, thanks.
From 8 years old to 18, and I want to spend the next 3 or 4 years watching them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe one of them will take your place. I can appreciate that.
No, there's lots of good people out there.
Yeah. Thank you for your public service, too. Let's talk quickly. I've only got a couple of minutes here, and then I'll let you go, Mike. St. Mary's Conveyance. We had talked about it. I've been talking about it for, you know, 20 years, whatever, but 4 years on the air here. There's finally some movement on it, though.
Yeah, I'm proud of Montana. Those bills have not been signed yet. I hope the governor will sign them. They're House Bill 6 and House Bill 8, which I was on Section F and was able to start that conversation. St. Mary's is a large federal project that, and, you know, the water runs for 245 miles before it hits any spread out on irrigation fields. But it's a very unique process. It provides water to 18,000 people and provides water for tribes and 127,000 acres of irrigated land. And we were able to get in House Bill 6 $26 million, which can be used, hopefully, the governor signs it, by the St. Mary Milk River Joint Board on their rehabilitation of the St. Mary. And that's the process. It's a big step. It's
The
first, like you say, in 20 years, it's the first money that's been brought.
Yeah. And I'm running out of time. I apologize. And that, in combination with some federal money and some federal help, is really moving the ball on that in terms of other than just a Band-Aid. Senator Mike Lang, I appreciate your service again. I appreciate you coming on. I look forward to, you know, getting back in touch with you about some of these measures, too. And again, enjoy the grandkids. And thank you for your public service.
You bet. Thank you very much, Tom.
Yeah, Senator Mike Lang from Malta area. Appreciate that.